while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Feeding Our Future founder Amy Bach is asking a court to review her federal prison sentence. The Minneapolis City Council hears testimony on bringing back bathhouses to the city. And U.S. Bank Stadium needs a new roof. But first, charges have now been filed against a 31-year-old Minneapolis man in connection with an hours-long standoff with police.
Tyler Joseph O'Brien is facing 18 counts of assault along with three firearms charges. The incident began when Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment in the 2800 block of Nicollet last week. After announcing their presence, deputies say O'Brien fired a gun through the front door of the residence, and during the standoff, they say he fired between 15 to 20 rounds and even shot down a drone that they deployed. A woman and child were in the apartment at the outset of the incident but were released unharmed. O'Brien surrendered peacefully. No one was injured. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A change in strategy for the alleged killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. A judge in New York this morning announcing that Luigi Mangione will assert a psychiatric defense at his state murder trial. Mangione's lawyers will attempt to show that he was suffering from extreme emotional disturbance at the time of the shooting on a Midtown sidewalk. If successful, Mangione could be sent to a psychiatric treatment facility rather than prison. The announcement in open court this morning may explain the unusual closed-door hearing the judge held 2 weeks ago and the sealing of the transcript. Because Mangione is facing federal charges as well, his attorneys argue that what was discussed behind closed doors could impact his federal case. Feeding Our Future founder Amy Bach is asking a court to review her federal prison sentence. Bach is serving more than 41 years for being one of the ringleaders behind the massive $250 million scheme, which pilfered tax dollars meant to feed children. Bach filed her appeal yesterday, nearly a month after her sentencing. The Minneapolis City Council's Public Health, Safety, and Equity Committee will hear testimony today on a proposal to once again allow bathhouses in the city. The facilities would allow sexual activity between consenting adults, as they did for decades before bathhouses were shut down in the 1980s during the AIDS epidemic. Testifiers at another committee hearing Tuesday saying the times have changed.
The freedom of sexual autonomy for all consenting adults is tantamount to human rights for everybody. We want everybody to have the same sexual freedom and autonomy that other people in other cities have access to. Because we got bathhouses all over the nation, but not in Minneapolis.
The proposal to change city code and once again legalize bathhouses is expected to go before the full city council next week. Several other cities around the country have them, as does Duluth. The mayor of a southeastern Minnesota city abruptly resigned last night. In a resignation letter, Pine Island Mayor David Freese wrote that his position at work was growing and community members needed a leader to give the city the attention it needs. The resignation comes following last month's decision by a judge to issue a temporary restraining order barring construction of a proposed data center. The city council will decide how to fill the vacancy with a different council member taking over for the time being. A Wisconsin Beagle research facility that's drawn animal welfare protests is closing, and its remaining dogs are being taken in by a Florida rescue group. Big Dog Ranch Rescue announced yesterday that it had reached an agreement for the permanent closure of Ridgeland Farms and the transfer of its 475 remaining beagles starting this week. The rescue group said some of the beagles will be sent to its Florida and Alabama campuses, where they'll be spayed, neutered, and prepared for adoption. The group acquired more than 2,000 of the facility's beagles in April. Several of the pooches were also adopted here in Minnesota. Reaction to a report that found the price tag for the proposed extension of the Blue Line light rail route has ballooned to $3.5 billion. It found that building a rapid transit line would instead cost about $120 million. Would cost about half as much to operate. GOP House Representative John Kosnick is co-chair of the House Transportation Committee. He says there are concerns from some business owners worried about the impact construction would have on their businesses. And he says some people living on the north side are not in favor.
The low-income, affordable housing in their neighborhood that would be gobbled up, and the disruption of the train running down the middle of West Broadway.
More competition and fewer openings means the summer job market for teens is looking tough.
Data from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development shows the current teen unemployment rate over 13%. Numbers much different from just a couple years ago. Angelina Nguyen, Deeds Labor Market Information Director.
In 2022, 2023, the labor market was desperate for workers, and it was easier for teens to look for jobs then. As things have stabilized, we are now seeing like unemployment rate going back up.
That's because there are more workers than jobs available. But that doesn't mean the market is dried up.
Target in on industries that hire teens, for example, retail, restaurants and food service, or recreation, amusement parks, and even like construction and landscaping.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, U.S. Bank Stadium needs a new roof. The Minnesota Sports Facility Authority says a 2023 hailstorm damaged the material, that they'll select a design firm next month following a June 25th request for a proposal deadline. It's unclear how long the replacement process will take, but it does appear that insurance will cover the costs. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.